Blog Talk Radio.
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it.
Look, DJ.
If I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the Raymond. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? Should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That niggas take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system, everybody whispering, whispering. When the streets are talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dawg, Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him, and he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who we got pregnant? Let me tell you,
When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Yo, I see my first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad, holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, the real me nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now.
The streets is talking, sports talk show. With a twist of hip hop. Man, we coming to you live. February 24th, 2014. Man, I got me and my cellmates, man. Juelz the G. I know he gonna be calling in tonight, man. He always out on, you know what I mean, community service. And I got my cellmate, the producer of the show, man, North Park, Texas, T-Row. And I'm your boy, L Boogie. T-Row, how was your weekend, man? I know we lost a heartbreaker yesterday. We still haven't recovered from our little team, man, our sixth graders in Legacy. Shout out to them. But how are you doing today, man? It's a lot that went on between Friday and Monday, man. Tell me, what's going on? How you feel this evening?
Oh, man, everything is love. Excuse me, you know. Brother still trying to get his voice together after spending, you know, all weekend in the gym. And, you know, it's for a great cause. Junior, Trent Jr., that is, was getting it done, getting it in, him and his team, the Legacy squad. Played a lot of games this weekend just for us to get second place. But, you know, that's the way it goes down. Guy hit he closed his eyes and shot the ball and hit a three-point on us to end the game. So, Yeah, it was cool. It was just one of those days where you just get to a certain level and can't hit buckets when you need them. So it was all good, though. We got second place, plenty of more tournaments to play. You know, we just getting started back. So it was cool. But the weekend was just busy, man, just in the gym all weekend. But at the same time, got a chance to see some of these games that happened on Saturday, you know, and what happened yesterday, you know what I mean? So a couple things went on over the weekend. It was pretty cool. But, you know, them NBA games are shaping up. You know, teams are finally settling in. Good old Jason Collins played last night, made history. I don't know why it's so much of a big deal of him making history, being the first openly gay, you know, player to participate in either one of our, major professional sports that we have. Baseball, football, basketball, and hockey. So, I mean, just a lot of stuff went down. He didn't score a point, but he had five fouls. I mean, that's what you would use him for, you know what I mean? So I would just say welcome back. Hopefully he'll get a second 10-day contract. From what I understand, it's just a 1 10-day contract, see how he does after 10 days. Hopefully he'll get a second 10-day contract. If that's possible, then I see him, you know, probably signing out for the rest of the 28-27 games that they have left for the rest of the playoffs. So, you know, a lot of things happening. Combine still going on, and we'll get to that a little bit later. But, you know, it's just crazy, man. Syracuse losing two games in a row this weekend. I just don't understand. So we'll see what happens. You know what I mean? How was your weekend, man? What's going on?
I lost two heartbreakers. One with our team and also with my college team, Syracuse. On the road, Jimmy Boeheim getting ejected. They were down two when he did. C.J. Fair openly was kind of upset that he feels as though Jimmy B, if he would have kept his composure, they still would have might have had a chance. And like you said, Jason Collins, the first openly, key word, world, openly gay athlete to participate, and everybody is aware of it. Speaking of that, on the same subject, Michael Sam, he had his combine today. Sam I Am didn't do too well. And like I said, we want to get your take on the Duke-Syracuse game. Was the last call a block charge or should it have been a no call? We want your take on it. Teddy Bridgewater, Johnny Manziel, they did their 40 time. I'm asking you, world, street question of the night. Who do you think will have the better career, Johnny Manziel or Teddy Football? See how I switched that around? Because they're saying that Teddy Bridgewater is the best ready quarterback to start in the NFL out this class. Do you agree? Jadeveon Clowney, he runs a 4.53 in the 40. More, he was faster than Johnny Manziel. And then you had the NBA, the Clippers, putting it on the Thunder yesterday. On prime time. Prime time. What do you think about the Clippers? Yeah. Jamal Crawford, he has 30. It's the regular season, people. Taj Boy, he runs a 4.84 as a QB. Logan Thomas, remember the name. Logan Thomas. 6'5", 260 quarterback from Virginia Tech. He ran a 4.61. Johnny Money, 4.68. And like I said, Mr. Clowney, he wasn't clowning around today. His best time was a 4.53. And the running back from San Diego State, Adam Muima, he left the combine Sunday stating, "God told me to do so." He was 1 millimeter of a second of beating Mr. Johnson's record for the Tennessee Titans?
No, those are two different players, boo-boo. Yeah, that Muima guy is from San Diego State. Great running back, had a great year this year. But because of his religion belief, you know how we do, man. We always pray before we take part in any big event. You know, we pray before the show. You know, we want everything to be good. We want, you know, make sure God look over us. But when he did it, he said God spoke to him and told him, man, don't do the combine. You just should wait till your drill day come up and do it when your pro day come up. So he's going to wait till his pro day comes about. I don't know exactly when San Diego State goes about, but, yeah, I don't know how he was able to get that message from God. God, I need you to send me better messages so that I can do right and start making this guap, you know what I mean? But big up to Muima. I mean, I don't know, you get this combine, maybe, you know, the lights are too bright. It ain't too many people in here but the big dogs, so. You know, maybe the lights were too bright for him. The guy that came one hundredth tenths of a second away from, you know, tying Chris Johnson's record on that 40-yard dash that Chris Johnson said in 2008. The young guy's name is Dree Archer, man. Dree Archer, look out for that name. Kent State. The dude ran a 4.26. Now, L Boogie, every year we get a guy in this here combine we don't know about, but it's always one that runs like a 4.3 or lower. Mr. Dree Archer, you got my attention, homie. A 4.26? You got wheels like that, homie. You can fly. You know what I mean? I want to give it up to my man Sammy Watkins. He ran a 4.43, which ain't bad for a guy his size, because he run hard. Yeah, Sammy Watkins is about 6'2.5", 6'3". He got a nice size, 220, on that receiver bill. I think it was 217. But with wheels like that, it's going to be hard to catch a guy. So Sammy Watkins looks like he's going to be one of those guys high on the draft with the way that he ran. And also your boy. They won the Biletnikoff Award, which is for the best receiver in college football, in Brandon Cooks that goes to Oregon State. I had never seen this dude besides in, you know, catching a couple of balls in the Pac-12 games that we get to see being on the West Coast. But what I saw this dude do in the 40, I must say I was fairly impressed. Didn't think the dude was that fast. But, damn, you run a 4.43, that's pretty fast. We had a couple other running backs run a 4.3. You know, it's pretty exciting, man. I love the combine. But I want to give it up to Jadeveon Clowney, man. What I saw today this morning was I just don't understand. The dude ran a 4.53. And let me tell you, his 40 time was faster than Colin Kaepernick, who ran a 4.63. And his was faster than Cam Newton, who ran a 4.6 flat. So, quarterbacks in the league. Man, you better hope this dude is not in your division. Because if he gets to be in your division, it's going to be hard. Because there's a lot of teams that already have one defensive end that need another one. So, if the Texans have J.J. Watt and get Jadeveon Clowney, yeah, that's not fair, man. That's not. And I'm just using that as an example because Houston got the number one pick. But I'm just saying, anywhere Jadeveon goes, because he's not going to fall too far, anywhere he goes, man, the teams are going to benefit from this guy just being the beast that he is. So big ups to Jadeveon, man. You fast. I didn't think you was that fast. But go hunt him down. Go do what you do. Poor Michael Fam. Yeah, you're going to be a six-day choice because I don't know, man. You didn't match up today, but it didn't look good for my dude. Only bench press 225 17 times. put you the coach defensive player of the year in the SEC. I don't get it.
I told you it was a ploy for him to come out and say that because of he know that he will be a third day, if not a free agent pickup in the draft. Now, let me ask you this. History was made, and it was Black History Month. And I'm just asking you this, Ro, being this Black History Month, two questions. One, and this is not derogatory or anything, but why does it have to be a black guy or a black person to make history like that? And secondly, what do you think the impact of Jason Collins being signed to his first 10-day contract and the players accepting him on the team? What do you think? Is he trailblazing something? What do you think?
He trailblazing? I would have to say yes for Jason Collins because we got Michael Sam, who's the second player to do it, to try to be the second person to participate as an openly gay player. But he is just in a different sport. Question number one. Why did he have to do it during Black History Month? It's just, you know, I don't know. You know what I mean? The timing of it all is just crazy, and I kind of understand where Michael Sam is coming from, but then again, there's another side of me, the flip of the coin, that really don't understand where Michael Sam is coming from, because like you and I have talked about since this has come out, it's like, man, you could have kept that to yourself. We didn't have to know if you were gay or not. It doesn't matter. So with that being said, now that Jason Collins is back in the NBA, it's kind of transcending or trailblazing. You know what I mean? He's setting a path that others will follow. You know what I'm saying? And it's sad, but at the same time, it is what it is because that's the way our society is. And if anything is to go against the grain with our openly gay, you know, players that are trying to so-called come out right now, it's going to be hell to pay because everybody has to watch what they say. Organizations have to watch what they do. You know what I mean? So it's trailblazing because Jason Collins is back in the NBA, and now we may have another guy another openly gay player in a different sport to participate in a game, in a real professional game. So, you know, I'm still on that line, man, where I don't care. I don't need to know what you do outside of the locker room or outside of, you know, what we have going on. I don't need to know if you gay or not. That doesn't bother me, man. You just come to work and you do what you do and keep your eyeballs where your eyeballs need to be and we be cool. But I think what happened with Jason Collins is that going to Brooklyn, there are veterans on that team who are able to give the nod and everybody else will follow because that is a veteran team with guys who are a little bit older who know how to let it ride because Jason Collins has already played with those guys. So, you know, played with them in Boston. So, shit.
There you have it. I'm going to give my take. We've got to go to a commercial. When we come back from commercial, I'm going to give you my take on the old the gay topic, so to speak. And we got an all-time listener, always all-time caller, Big Almighty. We're going to bring him in next as our first caller once we talk about some things. Also, did the L.A. Clippers show you something last night? I stand to be corrected. Jamal Crawford had 36. We'll see in the playoffs. But we'll get back. The streets is talking. Sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. C-Road, Jewel's the GL Boogie. Let's go. Dog,
getting right, right. Smoking on a burrito, wrapped tight, tight. Up there, sitting on the edge of the moon like back tonight. Show me in the Bible where it say you can't smoke weed. Proceed, inhale, exhale, blow donut size with the smoke. Choke, breathe, breathe, follow my lead. And they can see it hydroponically. Spinach, broccoli, greens, life is much better than it seems. Kinda feel like I got wings. I can put party at it to Nelly. I'm trying to get her to do some things. Got a 2-liter bottle of Sprite, and a fifth of that there landed. And a 9-smoker sweet red Dixie cup for our ashtray. Towels up under the doors and over the smoke detector. Wow, the hiccup, exit the whole protective security. Trying to kick us out. Damn, we talking hella loud. Warning me and my guest. Told us we gotta leave if it's one more complaint at the front desk. Smoking and drinking is what I do. I don't know about you, but imagine waking up in the morning with nothing else, nothing else to do.
What you sipping on? We got that endo, right from the intro. Nope, that's pretendo. Me no comprendo, back out my benzo. AC on 71, I let the wind blow. Trunk, bumping that shit. My big cousin Early, keep a cup of that shit. See, I've been trying to roll, trying to ride while I step on a slide. While I'm repping that motherfucking west side. That's where we come from, slingshots, marbles, and double dutch. I keep 2 guns, so they call me double clutch. Pop 3, Yahtzee, Carlos Rossi. Earl hit Calvin, then he round up the posse. Set it off, let it off, pow pow. Like Indians, we had a big powwow. He got the alcohol, we got the vegetables. Original, magic owl, mystic owl, pussy pal.
What you sippin' on?
Alumni drowning, everything around me. Stop at the light, I'm stuck. I can't help it, I'm high as fuck.
Dibble dabble with the cushion, I mix it up with the hash. And I roll it up in the blunt, and I hit it and look at that. Like, damn, that shit is bomb. I'm faded, only in Cali diesel, legal and meditated.
I'm so elevated, so levitated. So down for the flow up, you know I'm cultivated.
Equal it all out, 40 grams on the scale. 60 boxes, switches, now it's time to inhale, inhale.
Smoking them switches for my niggas and bitches. You know who got that mama weed, so come get with us.
Up in the sky and I can't come down. High as a motherfucker, G40 and dog pound. Rap, rap, rap.
We back in the asylum. It's your boy L Boogie and T-Roll Jewel the G. Man, send us a kite, man. Get with us. Facebook, The Streets Is Talking. Get with me on the Twitter at L Boogie 15. IG at L Boogie 15. Man, get at us on the Twitter. We got a Twitter now. The Streets Is Talking, babe. Whew. We were just talking about the gay issue in major sports. I think it's just been the same how it's all been. Who cares? We should just keep it under wraps. Who cares about your sexual preference? They're not asking me on an application, you know what I mean, if I'm heterosexual. So I don't think it's a big deal. I don't think it should be said. When people come out to say that they are, so what? I don't understand why should they get a cookie or, you know, get a merit for that. That's what I have to say about that situation. KD going up against the Clippers. We've seen this movie before. The Clippers looking good regular season. But I keep telling the world, wait till the playoffs when it slows down. Possession for possession. Move for move. Do you have a go-to move to counteract the go-to move that they already know? Let's see. and Jimmy Boeheim being ejected in his first regular season game ever. Jimmy B went berserk in Cameron Arena. It was frenzy. You think that was a block, a charge, or a no call?
Hey,
we got a call earlier, too, at the Kira Dome that I thought was a foul. We got away with one. So, hey, it's home court advantage. And you already know what I tell the players and what you should tell your players if you're a coach and you're on the road. You're down 10 points when they tip the ball off. Be ready. Michael Sams, he didn't do himself any good, only bench pressing 225 17 times. It's frenzy, like we said, and it's Monday morning, quarterback, in the evening. John Wall went berserk once again on Kyrie Swervin' Irvin in Cleveland. Did you see the Heat beat Chicago? We're not saying Chicago is one of those teams, but, hey, they're one of the top teams in the East. And do you think LeBron should be a coach when he ends his career? It's a lot of topics. Wichita State, do you think they're going to go undefeated regular season like St. Joseph did with my man Jamie Nelson, Jamal Nelson.
Jameer
Nelson and your boy Delonte West in the backcourt. You think Wichita State has the grit and the gut to do it? But it doesn't matter if you don't win it all or at least get to the championship game. Ask UNLV. They went undefeated all the way up until the Final Four and lost to Duke. Trying to go back-to-back. Do you think that Wichita State should, you know, I'm not saying try to, but the game God should, you know, kind of like bless them for them to lose the game?
Hell no. Man, Wichita State is going to go undefeated in the regular season for the simple fact they conference isn't what other conferences of the top 10 are in. Creighton, Villanova, they got a tougher schedule than Wichita State. We all know this. State, then, you know, they done did what they were supposed to do by winning these games that they had a high percentage of winning. And so now that we're down to the last two, three games, these guys just might be able to do what they need to do and finish out the regular season undefeated. But here's the deal, L Boogie. We all know what the game God's going to do. It just might happen in the conference tournament. They just might take an L just, you know, because they just overlooking and looking towards March Madness. But I can tell you this, they better not, because if they do, it's over. Let them play a team like Creighton or Villanova or Syracuse where they ain't hitting no threes. You know, I like Cleon Anthony. Cleotis Anthony, whatever his name is. From Wichita State. He cold. I like him. But, you know, they got to make sure. Oh, they got a white boy from Scottsdale on the squad, too. I can't think his name, too. He hard. But, you know, if they ain't busting them threes and they got to play a team that like to play that zone, man, they going to be in trouble. It's only been a couple of times this season where they've been able to come back and conquer a 12, 14-point deficit and come back to win. So, you know, I don't think that's going to happen when the tournament starts. So if the game gods are going to bless them with a loss, it better be sooner than later because we know once you make March Madness, one and done.
Speaking of one and done, we know that one of our all-time callers, he's in the asylum. And he's ready to come in, and I know he's slobbing at the mouth, ready to give his point of view of what has went on this weekend. But before we go to that call, I always want to give a shout-out to the OG scorekeeper, man. You know, they buried his father today, man, Charles Cleveland Givens. He was an Army Reserve veteran, man. So big ups, and we dedicating the show to Mr. Givens tonight. You know what I mean? So big up to the OG scorekeeper and heaven know you. Almighty, you in the building, baby?
What's going on?
Oh, man, how you doing, sir?
I'm all right. What's going on with y'all?
Is that the Almighty?
What's going on, T-Row?
Is that the Almighty?
Chillin', man. Hard working. But well, that ain't gonna stop my comments, I tell you that.
Never that. Not the almighty one.
All right, for one, let me get one thing straight with L about UNLV. Let's get this straight, L. You know that was set up. If they was gonna win it all, they supposed to play Duke in the final. That was already set up. Duke and UNLV were never supposed to be in the same bracket. For two, Bobby Hurley was supposed to be kicked out the game for the intentional foul on Anderson Hunt. Don't have me to run the whole scenario down. Please don't have me to do that. Let's get that right, okay? Let's get that right. Nah, we'll jump that subject. Let's go to this dude, Sam's. What's his name? That's his name?
Michael Sam's.
Well, today he must have been full of a lot of huts. Because he couldn't need his vertical leap is 25 in the combines. He ran a 4.9 leg feet. Who are going to draft you? Who is going to draft you? You just killed yourself. And you gay? Oh, no, you ain't getting in my locker room. You ain't on any special team. You just killed yourself. They might have you in Canada where free medical at.
If you catch
Sam's out there, tell the dude to keep his mouth closed, man, until he get his dental plan, man. The mouth is still up.
Right.
He threw, man. He should have never told nobody nothing, man. I don't even judge dude, but he killing himself, man. Jason Collins, Brooklyn needed some attention. They just hired you for attention, man. 10 days, man. You out of there in 10 days. They just wanted to be the first one. They just wanted to be the first ones. Yeah, they just wanted to be the first ones to say they did it, man. That's all. You out of there, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You out of there, Joe. Jimmy,
what do you think? What do you think about the Jimmy Boeheim ejection up in Cameron Arena?
Jimmy Boeheim blew a win, though. They was only down two. That put him down six. He got two tests. You feel me?
Right. Four shots, they made three.
Yeah, that put him down, man. He blew the game, but yeah, I guess he had to show everybody he can get out on the floor, I guess, man. But that was a no call. The man was still moving up under him. That's a no call. I call it a no call. Ain't no N1, that's just a no call. You know what I'm saying? That's just a no call. That's two classy games in play. I can't wait to the ACC tournament. Man, it's going to go crazy. You know what I mean? I know you went crazy. That's your little team, Syracuse, L.
Two things. Reason why I went crazy, about 2-3 minutes before that, they called a blocking foul on the Jabari Parker's move. Only thing I wanted was consistency. I didn't like the call because it wasn't consistent on the other end. But hey, we got a call up in the Caradon where we did.
When old boy tried to cram on it, yeah, that's when
you
tried to cram on.
You know, it's home cooking, right? It's home cooking.
It ain't home cooking when you're number one. That's what you go up against when you're number one. You know,
exactly.
Duke's house, man. You ain't about to get that. What else are we talking about?
Let me ask you this. Two-end question. Who's going to be the better pro, Johnny Money or Teddy Bridgewater? And what do you think, and what are the streets talking about in Cleveland who they should draft?
Man, I wish we could have traded for Harbaugh, traded all that for Harbaugh. I was hoping that went through, man. I don't care nothing about neither one of them guys, man. Because down there on that water, in that stadium, they had anybody, man. They don't care who you is. They had a dog with Romeo Cannell's neck around him, man, when he was there. He black. They don't care what color you is. You don't perform down there. They don't care, man. So It don't even matter. Johnny can talk all the stuff he want to talk, all that. Bridgewater. I'm really going to feel sorry for him, man. Because they don't really feed him to the Lions, man. Wherever he go, I'm feeling sorry for him.
So,
for real.
Let me ask you this, Almighty. This is your boy T-Row. Who would you take as the number one pick if you were the Houston Texans?
Clowney. That's the best person in the draft.
Watt. Chilling
yeah.
up with J.J. Watt and clowning coming off the ends like that?
Oh, yeah. Well, who else in blitz up the middle? Well, what you going to stop? It's a passing
right.
game now. There ain't no more running game. It's a passing
right.
game. You got a running back anyway. He's supposed to be back, so it's a passing game. You take the best person in the draft, and that's what these people keep messing up at. You take the best football player. The best football player in that draft is clowning, man.
Right.
I watched them combines a day, Joe. I made sure of that. Had my phone set on it and everything. Clowning. Real deal, man. They
right.
talking about his bench press. Man, he ain't got a bench press. Nobody who else put on blocking him in. He ain't got a bench press for little fat dudes. When they reach for him, he already gone. So what you worry about that for? Y'all always got something to say, man. Little fat lineman that y'all ain't get paid, y'all mad. Now y'all want to talk about this man. You can't talk about him, man. The man ran a 4.47, a 4.48, and then they balanced it, and then he ran a 4.5. They balanced it out to a 4.52. Man, a man can go, man. That's at 260.
Right. And he's still faster than
he's faster than Johnny Manziel.
And Cam Newton in their 40 time.
Yeah, they showed all that, man. So, come on, man. Get a guy a chance, man. Southern
right.
boy, give him a chance, man. That's the way I feel, man.
Do you think Sammy Watkins don't have an opportunity to be a top 10 pick? That's the receiver from Clemson who also put up big numbers and
yeah.
showed his ass.
Boy,
about.
Yeah, man. That joker fast. He got the gift. He just got to work. He got the gift, though. He can go, man. I watched him on the combines yesterday. He can go, man.
Now, Almighty, I know you a big Buckeye fan, so I can ask you this: Who is Chris Brown? Who is that other dude that ran that four three yesterday? And it surprised the hell out of me when I saw that this guy had wheels like that, and he could catch when they had him, you know, doing the drill running down the line.
Who
is
you talking
about, boy
from Akron?
He played.
That's the boy from Akron. I mean, from Kent State.
No, he went to Ohio State.
No, he went to Kent State. The one that ran the 4.3 went to Kent State. The one that ran the fastest time up there, he went to Kent State. He ran the 4.1.
Yeah, not him. Who is the receiver that played for Ohio State this year? Last name Brown.
I ain't up to him. I ain't see him. I missed him.
Yeah, he ran a 4.37, 4.38. Shocked the man. I couldn't believe it. I was like, man, who is this dude? I had to call Boogie and ask Boogie what was going on with it.
But be good, man. But put that equipment on and run down the field when somebody throwing that ball in your head on a swivel, man. That's what I want to see. That's what they need to have in the combine. When somebody just jumping out of nowhere and you running that fast. You know what I'm saying? What kind of move we got there? That 40 time.
And
really
I know you
anyway.
I know you take people heads off because I used to go to your football games.
I'm just saying, you ain't never run on 40 yards straight down the field. Not no defensive lineman. None of them guys. They give up after 10 yards. If you could pass them, they give up after 10 yards. So what was the purpose of you having them run 40 yards, man? Get them in that weight room. Get them on that thing. Get them moving that sled. See how far they push that sled. How many times they push that sled down the field, man. Stuff like that, man. That's don't show you their skills and their strength, man. They football savvy, man. You know what I mean? What's their football IQ? That's what I want to know. What would you do in this situation? Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. That's the type of stuff you need to be asking these guys. You're worried just that's right there at combine. Sometimes they get on a nerve because it's like slave mentality. They got a number. You hear? Hello.
My point exactly. It's just a modern day plant of slavery.
Yeah, they line them up. Here's such and such 101. his last name and where he's from.
Wow.
No prestige
what
in that,
number?
Man. Yeah,
is,
no
is the combine overrated or do you need it?
It's overrated. It's overrated, man. Give me them films. Let me see. Okay, bring him down. We're going to run a scrimmage, a live scrimmage, see what he do. That's what we going to do. Game time,
last
scrimmage, to see what he do.
Last question before we let you go, Almighty. We haven't had you on the show in a while. What do you think about the Ray Rice incident with him and his fiance when he knocked her unconscious in the elevator?
I seen the video. He's an asshole, man. Excuse me, on the radio. He's an asshole.
Straight.
Man, he drug out the elevator, was trying to wake her up, steady dragging her. I was like, man, what's wrong with this dude? I see why he can't get his thing wrong. And she ain't even that cold looking. She ain't even cold. She ain't even all-star. Let me take you to the all-star and sit on that front row, baby. She ain't even that type. She just light-skinned. You know what I mean? Now you like the one you used to have at the game, L.
She told Ray Rice she was taller than him and he got mad.
Man, he crazy. He just blew his money, man. Yeah, blew his money. Let me tell y'all something, man. I'll never get married till I leave the league. When I'm finally retired from the league, man. They gave me that chance, but I'm telling you the truth. I would never. Oh, okay. Just hold on, baby. Just stay out there. I'm going to stay down here. I'll see you next month when I fly through there. That's it, man.
Man, we appreciate you having you on the show as always, Big Brother Almighty, man.
Man, I'm going to hit y'all up Friday on the show. Hey,
no doubt, no doubt.
T-Ro, Jerry Jones has had another surgery, man. He got a new ear.
Ah, I knew you were going to say something about that. God, man, why are you on the line? Oh, my goodness.
It's all, y'all. I'm going to hit y'all up Friday for sure, man.
My man, Big Almighty, man. Appreciate you calling in, man.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Almighty crazy as hell. I knew he was going to say something about you. I was like, please don't say nothing about it. I just knew he was going to say something, El Boogie. That's what's up, man. You know, we're going to go to a quick commercial, man. We come back. We'll jump on some more topics, man. Good old Almighty, man. I love when he call in because he always be talking trash about my damn boy.
And Big Brother Almighty, don't forget. Tell a friend to tell a friend. To tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. You in the streets, we in the asylum. It's going crazy. Blues in the game in the studio. Big up to Valentino, man. One of my youngins, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's do it.
more shots, you open up like a book, I ain't trippin'.
Cause I'ma read up,
shawty, I ain't trippin'.
I just wanna please up.
I'ma take a shot of the nouveau, shawty, didn't you know? Going down, we can go and kick it like judo. You know what I mean? Shawty got drunk, thought it all was a dream, so I made her say, ah, ah, now she got a hand on my lips, got my feet all wet in my ride. Me dead in the eye, eye. Then my pants got bigger. She already knew what to figure. Had her looking at her boyfriend like, fuck that nigga.
You in the streets, you hear it. That's what we gonna blame it on. Ray Rice, blame it on that, baby. Okay, see, blame it on that. You got your head cracked yesterday. Big up to Dale Earnhardt, man. You know what I'm saying? He won the Daytona 500 lightweight, the Super Bowl of NASCAR. He lost. He hasn't won a race in 55 starts. Big up. New top 10 in college basketball. Florida is your new number one. You, Wichita State, to me, should be number one. They're 29-0. Arizona, number three. Impressive win at Colorado, 25-2. My Orange man. We're 25-2. We at four. Kansas 21-6. Quietly at number five. Duke at number six. 22-6. Louisville seven. After you know what I'm saying, my man Mr. Smith hit a last second shot up in Cincinnati. Look at their faces. They're seven. Villanova is eight. Creighton with my man Mr. McDermott. They're number nine and rounding it out. St. Louis, DeLue, 25-2, number 10. San Diego State, they dropped out of the top 10. SMU, after they win big games, they lose. They like North Carolina. They knocked off number 21, UConn. And Michigan State went on the road, got knocked by the rivalry. Michigan, 70-79. We got about two more weeks left in the regular season before March Madness starts. Oh, my. Ro, as you go on, who do you see as, you know, number one seeds and making a run? And your boy Marcus Smart, he's back in the building. He had 16-10 in his debut the other day on Saturday. What do you think about what he did? And what's going on with the college game? You got any sleepers or anything as we wind down?
To be honest with you, Boogie, I don't have nothing just yet. I mean, I don't have who I think going to be a number one seed because I don't trust them right now. It's going to be a lot of mixing and matching and shifting and shaking in just a couple of weeks, man. So I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say it like this, man. I don't have no number one right now, just not outright. I thought Syracuse was, but they ain't ready. I know what Wichita State going to do. They're going to get to the Elite Eight, but they're going to fall short. You know what I'm saying? I want to pick U of A, but damn, Texas going to get stuck in their ass some kind of way. You know what I'm saying? And then, I mean, you know, Duke depends on Jabari. You know what I'm saying? So it's just teams like that, man, that I just look at. I mean, St. Louis is number 10. Who's on St. Louis team? I don't even know. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have a number one right now. You know, I really don't even have a player of the year. If I had to pick one, I'd pick Doug McDermott for the simple fact that he's the only guy in this league that's moving up the list of the most points scored in his college career. You know what I'm saying? That's exciting to see. And he ain't letting his team down Hell, they rank number, what, 8, 9? So that's great for Creighton. You know what I mean? Those are one of the schools that are going to be surprising. Them the ones that's going to mess up my bracket for me winning $1 million from Warren Buffett. That's why I got to have 64 brackets. Because it's going to be a team like that that's going to upset a Wichita State. You know that 5 and 12 and that, you know, them numbers don't lie, man. Them numbers do not lie. I hate the 5 and 12s, and I hate the – it's just, man, sometimes it's just too close, man. So with them seedings, we'll see. But I don't have no number one. I don't know who the player of the year going to be. I'm just riding with the wave. Like you say, we got about 2 weeks before it actually happens. So in 2 weeks, we're going to sit down and we're going to watch a lot of basketball and a lot of different conferences get it on. We're going to have a man cave full of TVs, and they all going to be on different channels. So we'll see. I don't trust the Mel Boogie. These niggas ain't loyal. I tell you, man, you can't trust it, man. They're breaking. Look at this. Keep on the ropes again. They let Maryland come out. Oh, Lord, Jimmy about to get another tech. What's going on with your boys, man?
It's good for TV. The Orangemen are on the road, and we're not looking very well. Booty hole is getting tight. I look at Arizona, and I look at how they play. Watch out for Florida. They're long. They have a good coach in Billy Donovan. I'm looking at Florida, Wichita State, and you never count out my man down in Flint. East Lansing, my man Tom Izzo. You can't count those guys out. Yes, they're taking losses, but, you know, when tournaments start, depending on where they're located, watch out for the Spartans. So it's going to be very interesting. You know, they're saying, you know, Wisconsin is deep. The Big Ten is deep with Wisconsin and Iowa and, you know, all these teams. And you got teams, you know, that's number one in their conference tied with Syracuse, Virginia, that you never know what they'll do in a tournament. So it all comes down to who's playing well near the end, and we'll see. You know, my guys right now are on the ropes. And I think it's good for us. We're learning. Let's not forget, our point guard is a freshman.
So it's 90% of the NCAA college game today. Everybody got a fresh point guard. What you trying to say?
My point is, just like when they had the two twins from Kentucky, I'm taking notes. I'm watching them. Who ranked them number 2 and 3 in the country top guard? They're NBG, nothing but garbage.
Hey, man, you slow down on them Texas boys, man. Don't be mad because they're from Texas. Don't be mad. Don't be hating.
It's just poor. I'm looking at them, T-Row, but it's not looking like very good. You know, guys get better as the year goes on. I don't see it. I just don't see it out those guys. Mr. Randall, yes, he had a last-second putback, but it was from 3 feet. So am I really, you know, mesmerized by these guys, freshmen? No, I'm not. I think that the only good thing that Adam Silver has proposed to the Players Union, 2 years in college, to be a better product. Because just look at these guys. You tell them that they're good already. And they're a mess. And I'm, listen to this, I'm Trill in the streets. Hey, listen, big up, I'm not going to bash him. Big up to Marcus Smart for coming back and having 16 and 10. Hope he learns something. You see, that's how we do it in the streets. I'm going to keep it Trill. So I hope that he comes back and that humbled him. Because one thing in the street, and I want y'all to take these darts that I'm giving you. You know what I mean? Confident, but yet humble. So as you're also remembering the other saying, you know, from my man Ricky Bobby, if you ain't first, you're last. You got to take it in stride, Mr. Smart. You have to. Let's get back in the asylum, Ro. You know what I mean? Who, man, is the chef cooking up something down there, man, in PA, man? Hey, yo, chef, I know you watched the combine today while you was baking at 5, 4:30 in the morning, man. Tell me what you think about this Michael Sam's, you know, guy. And, you know, before I let you get started, I told you before, it was a plan. I'm going to tell the world that I'm gay so the NBA, so the NFL has no choice to give me all the chances that I can get to get in the league. You knew, he knew when he was doing his workouts that he was MBG, nothing but garbage. He knew it. So he comes out and says that he's gay, so they have no choice but to be non-discriminative and give him an opportunity. It's on you, chef. What the deal, man? What you cooking down there? You got me hot, man.
Man, what's up? What's up, man? Salute to the streets, man. T-Row, L Boogie, man. What's up with y'all on this Monday night?
L super hype. He done lost his mind. Talk about Michael Sam. Man, bad, bad. And you know what? I have to agree with Boogie on what he just said, because he didn't show up at all today in the combine. I mean, man, Tateo did better than that.
And he got catfished. At least he didn't openly come out and say he was gay.
Hey, what did he do? 17 reps, 225, something like that? What he ran at?
Yeah,
he ran
like, a 4.91, a 5, you might as well say.
Man, I'm faster than that, L Bud.
You know it, chef. No disrespect intended.
Man. I feel a whole bunch of controversy stirring up, man, in the sports world. I wasn't too applauded yesterday at what I seen. And to come up with these statistics today and do what he did, he just proved my theory, which means is this sports world as we know, as NCAA and NFL, MLB, and NBA, is about to be a whole lot of excuses because of homophobia. That's what's going on in the streets, L-Bug. You know I ain't holding my mouth. Look at Jason Collins. Yeah, you came in last night and was a defensive presence. Yeah, you got a rebound. Yes, you got a steal. But what was the hype about, L-Bug? Listen, I don't know what's going on. Everybody about to start coming out the closet talking about they gay. Next thing you know, their father was gay. He got molested at 13. I don't know what's going on. All I know is it's first world. It's epic, L Book. I don't know what to say. My head hurt. I get a do-do-do-do-do-do-do, and I'm mad.
Your spotty senses popped up, chef.
Man, 5. Listen, he ran a 4.9. He pumped at 17.225, and you talking about you NFL ready? You had the nerve to talk about that you're gay? So you get accepted in the NFL? Come on, L, but you know he won't even make the sub mental draft. You know what's going on, L, but that boy is pure garbage.
Nothing but garbage. Let me ask you this. Who's going to have a better career, Johnny Money Manziel or Teddy Bridgewater?
It all depends what type of system they fall into. That's what I'm going to say. Because we can't sit up here and say who's going to have a better career, because if one fall into the wrong system, they might not make it a year in this NFL. But, hey, I guess everybody turned gay, so they might just start – tapping people. Hey, listen, man. NFL might turn into flag football.
Please don't say that. We already getting close to that with all the rule changes that they going on. Don't hit below the knee. Don't hit him if he don't have the right pass. What the hell? What is going on?
Hey, can I say one thing, man? You know, as y'all being basketball players, I was raised up playing football. And the thing was, is this, when you step into that war zone It's either kill or be killed. I don't have time to worry about don't hit a butter hit. Oh, listen, man. You come to me running full speed, and I come at you running full speed. This is going high. It's going to be some type of collision. And once that collision sit up here and be set a stone of which each other and the impact, it's either going to be me or you ain't getting up. It ain't no in between. I have to detonate you. There's no such thing as being cautious in the NFL. Come on, man. Pull your skirts down, man. Damn, man. I don't know, man. This sports world is crazy. Hey, L Boogie.
Everybody gets tackled, B.
Yes, man. And then let's talk about L Boogie. Hey, L Boogie, you hype tonight. I'm going to tell you why you're hype tonight. Hey, listen, man. Your boy Jim Bohan. The type of emotional thing that he put on Saturday was unacceptable. He cost y'all the game. I was unprofessional. So, I listen, man, Jim Bohan might come out the closet talking about he's gay. Man. Listen, man.
Streets.
Come on, man.
Hey, everybody, I do it. Streets, I do it for you. Hey, listen,
wow,
man.
Wow.
And these, listen, I must say this, y'all. Hey, look, man, you know, after the Super Bowl, only thing I look forward to is two things. The MAC tournament and March Madness. If y'all understand, this MAC tournament be serious. It's very competitive, and guess what? It's in-state. All the teams in the Ohio region is up against each other, and it be serious, man, with this MAC tournament and March Madness. You want to tell you why? Because I've been an underdog my whole life, and I respect underdogs. So listen. Y'all just sit up and say, sleeper of the team. I like Weber State. You heard it first, man, live. Man, I like Weber State.
To do what? Go to Elite Eight, Final Four, win it all?
They going to the Elite Eight, man.
Okay.
They going to the Elite Eight, and they might upset some more teams. And you know,
okay.
I got Louisville to win it all. The type of performance they put up this weekend, defensive-wise, and having it all come together, Rick Pitino sitting up here leading his soldiers on the field and sitting up here and how they won it in that epic game in Cincinnati. You trying to tell
right.
me that I don't have a choice? Man, that was a terror zone. And listen, y'all know what Cincinnati does, man. 2 years ago, y'all remember them in Xavier, so we ain't even got to talk about that. You know what goes on with them boys. It's hard. It's hard hits, cold smiles in the air. It's all type of things going on. So listen, man. And March Madness is about to get real aggressive. Real aggressive. So it's time. You got Michigan State. You got Wisconsin. You got them Duke boys. You got North Carolina. You got Wichita State. You got teams that's on the rise. Don't sleep on Iowa State. We can't sleep on them either. It's a lot of teams. L Boogie and T Road is about to come alive. What's that Nicki Minaj song? Waited this moment for life. Yeah. It's about to be a lot of songs. Man, woo, teams, woo. Man, Syracuse, man, ain't looking too good, L Boogie. I think you might as well sit up here and go back in the lottery and pick another one. That's all I'm going to say to you, L Boogie. Yeah.
Listen to this. It all depends on what bracket we're in and who we'll see in the Sweet 16 going into the Final Four. We'll win our first two games to get to the Sweet 16. After that, then it becomes interesting.
Hey, T-Row, man, you hear these shenanigans, man. First off, Bill Boogie, you just
hey,
sit up
and you just saw his face 6 minutes ago. Right with it, you know, the panic button. He was about to push the red panic button. He was going to set it off in the man cave. I thought TV was about to start flying. Good thing they came out on top.
Man, hey. Man, so, L, but what is it because y'all got a freshman point guard? All the good players they talking about is freshmen. That's what all this hype about. That's what all these teams cherry picking for. That's what's going on. You got teams flopping in games intentionally, losing games, faking injuries, upset with the coaches and the styles of play. Who they waiting on? Andrew Wiggins? Is they serious? Man, if I had a choice. Go ahead.
My thing is that we're young and we don't have any guys that can come off the dribble and shoot a jumper. CJ Fair is all to the hole.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
When you get into – when you – listen to this. You and I say this in jest. We have a jump shooter specialty, Clooney, yes. We have a good point guard, but we have guys that get to the rim. Just like the University of Arizona. They don't really have a guy to break you down and you know what I'm saying, and make a shot. Nick Johnson just did it the other night. If he does it for four games or six games, then, yeah, they'll be cutting some nets down. But there's no team in the NCAA, to me, besides two, that can break you down and make a bucket. And that's Wichita State and Florida. They'll be in the Final Four. Watch what I tell you. And I'm not discrediting my team, but I just caught it like I see it. The other two spots are up for grab. Wichita State and Florida will be in the Final Four, if not in different sides of the bracket. Trust me. Or they're going to play against each other to get there.
Man, please.
Ooh, L Boogie shooting shots tonight. You hear him? Hey, L Boogie, guess what, man? I take your boys over the Syracuse boys, man. I got faith in your youngsters. I got faith in your youngsters, L Boogie. Your boys hustle. They play defense and they're very aggressive. Oh, for the world don't know, go check them boys out, man. Them young boys, the L Boog coaching, they aggressive. They play defense and they know how to score the ball. That's all that matters. Hey, man, listen. Did y'all catch last night when the Rockets was playing the Sun? Do y'all agree of what their theories they saying? That Dragic is the top three guards in the NBA? That he top three in guard-wise right now? Now, we're not talking about, from the beginning of the NBA. We're talking about right now. He has proven himself as top three guards in the NBA. Do y'all agree with that?
Hell no, hell no, hell no, hell no. He's not even top five. Right now. It was two of them went against each other last night, John Wall and Kyrie Irving. Now, he's balling. Let's not get it twisted. But sometimes the announcers get very, fabricated. Ask Dick Vitale. Every time he calls a game, he always says, this guy is the best point guard in the country. Then he'll go see another game. This guy is the best guard in the country. So, you know, the announcers get caught up just as much as the players when they're watching the games.
Man, when I heard that, man, I wish the streets was on last night. Hey, L Boog, man, I started to throw you a kite. I wanted you to see this for yourself, man. They say he's the top three guard. So what you trying to tell me, that you would pick Dragic over Tony Parker, over a Chris Paul, over a Kyrie Irving, over a John Wall? Like, that's what y'all trying to tell me? Man.
Hell, you wouldn't even take it. Hell, they wouldn't even. I'd take Eric Bledsoe, who was on his team before I would take him. Shit, I mean, luckily, Eric hurt. He the reason why the Suns are doing so good. See, I'm like, hell, the announcers get so hyped and get so excited when a guy, because I give him credit last night. He was hot in the first half. Hell, he scored 25 in the first two quarters, and most of them were threes, you know what I'm saying? He was 10 for 12 from the field at halftime and had 25 already. I was like, now, that's a night, and he's only halfway through, but you saw what happened in the end. All them points didn't matter. We like W's, you know what I'm saying?
What my secretary say? I want winners.
Hey, man, y'all on fire tonight. I don't know what y'all into. I don't know if y'all been sip what I usually sip, because I ain't got that much energy. But L Boog, I don't know what you been sipping. And you got T-Roe leaning with you. Y'all compadre El Paco. I don't know what y'all got going on down there at AZ. But guess what? cut me in, baby. That's all I'm saying. Just cut me in. Cut me in.
A nickel band showed in the park. I ain't one in.
I ain't know L Boogie manager boy Darren Sharper got caught down there at AZ. He right around the corner from you where y'all at. So it got me wondering, man. It got me wondering, L Boog, did you not let the plug out the sink and let everybody know that you got this firsthand? Like, you got so many snitches down there. You trying to tell me that you ain't hear about this? Come on, L Boog.
He be having his hands dipped in a lot of things, man. You never know about Boog.
Hey, L Boog, man, shout out to your youngster, man, making 21 today, man. He growing up on his L Boogie. That's what it is. That's what it is. T-Ro, that's what's going on. Today his Steph birthday. He feeling himself. Steph been feeling himself all week. L Boogie is now catching the old man syndrome. Which means is L Boogie back 21 years from ago. Listen, L Boogie is back 21 years from this day. And he's feeling like the young L Meeks. We know what's going on. We see what's going on. You turn it up for your son, L Boogie, and I respect it, baby.
You already know. Shout out to my son, Steph. He turned 21 today.
Hey. Before I leave, I must say this. We know LeBron James' nose is broken. Do y'all remember when LeBron James played for the Cleveland Cavaliers and he had his nose broken then? Do y'all remember the type of performances he was putting up? Do y'all remember that?
You know you remember. We watched every game. The streets was clear. No drugs, no nothing was going on for LeBron James.
Man, L Boogie, man, he averaged like 40 then, man. What are you talking about, man? He was highlighting everything. You would think he was Superman with that mask on. Man, watch out for LeBron James while he got that mask on. That's all I'm going to say. And if you don't believe me, Google it. I'm going to Google it, and I'm going to come back to the streets on Friday and see what I can. Man, I'm telling you, man, that boy turned into a credible hawk. He was jump shooting, three-pointers here. When he made Jeff McGinnis, you see, do y'all remember that highlight we did to Jeff McGinnis, but his nose broke?
I told you we watched every game. And this is the time when LeBron James goes on a streak and he proves he's the MVP of the league. He paces himself. He's a machine.
Hey, how y'all feel about the United States getting bullied? How they got bullied this past weekend? They got bullied.
No doubt. Saturday was the first day they did not medal, and it cost them. Like I said, when you aim first, you're last. They came in second. Russia first.
Hey, T-Row, man, L Boog on fire tonight, man. I got to go back and listen to the show. You know, I'm just closed the shop about a half an hour ago, so I got in late. But I got to rewind this back, man, playing for the restaurant tomorrow because L Boog, guess what? You on one tonight. I know what you hype about. You probably about to go saucy and kick it with the Estes and the Compadres. Yeah, the New West days. And you about to sit up here and kick it tonight. Have your little chest hair out. Your little small little Peter. Got your little hair shined up. What you got, a hot day, L Book? Let me know what's going on. Let me know what's going on, L Book, before I go.
He got that Italian look with the little taco meat hanging, wearing a Speedo, listening to Beyonce talk about, fill the club up halfway and ride on my surfboard. Boy, I say, well, I don't know what's wrong. He leaning, though. I'm feeling him. He hyping him on tonight, boy. That's what I'm talking about. But you know what it is, Jeff, man. We appreciate the love, man. You know, we got other callers in the asylum shaking the balls down. I know you can hear them down the street, man. But you know what it is, man. We love you to the fullest, man. And, man, you know, much success to you, man. What was the special today?
Oh, man, cheesecake, man. Lemon, we got the lemon zest, we got the strawberry chunky cheesecake, we got the Oreo cheesecake. It's all, it's cheesecake frenzy today, man. Everybody get with me, man. A Taste of Heaven, ATASTEOFHEAVEN on Instagram, 714 Liberty Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Come get served. The streets is talking. I'm going to tell a friend to tell a friend. To tell all L Boogie girlfriends, because if they got him feeling like that, I want to feel like that too. They tell their girlfriends. The streets is talking. Controversy is gone, man.
And he had a lot of L. We both know that, Chef. Yeah, buddy, that's the Chef. We love talking to the Chef, man. He keep it hype. You want to go to a commercial? You want to bring me back in?
You already know we got to go to the commercial. When we come back, we're going to holler at D-Mac. Also to the OG, man. My son's birthday, and we buried a legend today, man. I keep telling y'all, man, we dedicated this show to my man Charles Cleveland Givens and my son, Stephon Sorrell Meeks, man. He turned 21 today. He got his grown man on. Let's go.
This album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
It's all good,
and all the niggas in the struggle, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? Da ha, you never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Pizza, Raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri. Funk, Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Personal with Robin Leach, and I'm far from cheap. I smoke stuff with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play toast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear, putting 5 carrots in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got 2 rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2G flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging, celebrating every day. No more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack. Now my mom pimped the act with Meeks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right I like the life I live. Cause looking at the positive and it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
And if you don't know, now you know. It's the streets. From a street perspective, the streets is talking. We always live Mondays and Fridays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. But you can go back, listen to yourself. Or like I said, if you missed the show, get us on blogtalkradio.com. You know what I mean? Category sports, you know, search box, the streets is talking. You know what I mean? You can always go back and listen. Man, we about to team up. It's, oh, man, OG didn't drop, but it's all good. Yo, we about to take it down to Cleveland, Ohio, to my man, D-Mac. D-Mac, what's on your mind, man? How you doing down in Cleveland, man, down in C-Town?
I'm doing good, man. How y'all doing in Arizona? You and T?
Oh, man, you know, we just, you know, enjoying the weather, you know, shorts and T-shirts. You know what I mean?
Okay, okay. Trying to get a little warm here. We ain't made it there yet. Still got a couple months. But we ain't freezing like we was, though, man. The show is hot tonight, fellas. Been checking y'all out. See, y'all got my man Almighty, man. Where he been?
Man, Almighty been, you know what I'm saying? He's been in the streets, man. You know, like EPMD say on the record, my man Eric Sherman. You know where I've been? I've been working.
Okay, okay, okay. Big boy T, man. What's up, man? I couldn't even hear him, Boogie.
Oh, man, here he is right here. He in the studio, you know what I mean?
Okay,
my
okay.
Bad,
well, you finish rapping to me, man. Hey, I want to say happy birthday to my nephew, man, and Stefan. Happy birthday to you, bro. To my other man on the sports show, man. God bless you and your family, man. I want to send my prayers out to you, man, from D-Mac.
The OG. Yeah, he can hear you, too, you know what I mean? And, yeah, my bad, D-Mac, man. I'm in the, you know, in the studio, man, in the man cave doing this and that, man, down the street, around the corner, down to the right and left, you know what I mean? Yeah, we stay in the streets, D-Mac, you know what I'm saying? Trying to get this information from the snitches and everything else, man, and, you know, doing what we do. Let me ask you this, D-Mac. Now that LeBron done got, it almost looked like he got pistol whipped. Nah, I ain't going to say that. Now that he got his nose broke, what the Miami Heat going to do? How long you going to sit out, first of all, and then what you see the Miami Heat going to do from here on out?
Well, I agree with the chef, man. You got to look what he did when he had the mask on when he was in Cleveland. He balled out. So it's not like it's his first time that he didn't play with the mask. Usually he don't even miss no games, you know. LeBron is a pretty tough guy, but, hey, he got hit pretty hard the other day, man, and it did look like he got hit with a pistol, man. He was leaking. So I think they just gave him that little one day. But when he come back, I mean, he been balling already, and he not going to do nothing but turn it up, you know what I'm saying? It's like putting on another suit for him, man. So he going to do his thing, man. I do got something to say to y'all guys, though, and I noticed this. Oklahoma is better without Russell Westbrook, man. Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant does not play good to me. I've been checking these dudes out since he's been back, and the way Russell Westbrook game and stuff is, man, he's taking away from, to me, that chemistry of the team and the flow of everything, man. I don't see it, man. I'm starting to agree with a lot of cats, man. I don't see you know, them going far with them two, you know, on the same court together, man. I mean, I think Kevin Durant need more of a passer point guard on his team that's decent. You know what I'm saying? I would definitely love to see these guys, hey, trade Russell Westbrook to Boston and bring Rondo in there with him, man. I think he can win. You know, Rondo is a champion. You know, that's something I've just been thinking about myself, man. But I don't think them guys play good together. Watch what he's doing in the playoffs this year, baby. 36 yesterday. He bad in the day. Watch. He going to step it up just for you, dog.
I keep telling you about Jamal Crawford. I'm in love with the stripper. He's going to tease you in the regular season and get to the playoffs. And kapoor, he's going to poof. You saw the movie, Unusual Suspect, and my man, Verbal, you know, Kaiser Sunset, poof, he's gone. That's what's going to happen to Jamal Crawford. Watch and see.
Okay, we'll see. And Book, yeah, man, you said Tuesday pulled out a tough one again tonight. Just got finished watching them on the tube, man. But still with these guys where March Madness come around, I feel like a lot of teams in them need to get that L out the way. You know what I'm saying? I've been listening to the show and stuff, Wichita State. They better get that L out the way, man. Football, basketball, that going undefeated, man, don't work out too good too often. You know what I'm saying? I was one of the ones that won the Syracuse to get that first little loss out the way. Didn't know that they was going to lose two in a row, but you need that sometimes. You know what I'm saying? And me, hey, I feel Bayhound did the right thing. You're the number one team in the country. You playing on Duke court. You never been thrown out of the game. And hey, at the end of the day, I mean, even though it was home court advantage for Duke, man, that was a charge all day long, you know what I'm saying? And there wasn't no consistency, you know what I'm saying, in that. So, hey, he got a check. They lost the game. They shot free throws or went up by six or whatever. So be it, man. But he had to show his team and them and let them know and make noise because March Madness is coming, and he do got a good team. And sometimes he needs them rest to put that whistle in their pocket even when they're not at home.
I'll say this, being a coach and understanding the circumstance of the game, and I understand C.J. Fair's take as far as being, well, we might have a chance. Jimmy knew the game was over on that possession. He knew it. He's been doing it for over 30 years. Exactly. I mean, after that, it was over to me anyway. Being a coach, that was an important possession to tie the game. And if once you tie the game, you know what I mean, it's anybody's game. Hopefully you hold them, and it goes into overtime. But I just think that it was warranted. I think he wanted to show his guys on the road that I'll ride or die for you, you know what I mean, because it was a bad call. So I think C.J. Ferris should have understood, being a senior, that game was over with. On the road, you're down two, and you just fouled them. We don't have those, you know, I just don't think it happening. So,
I agree
with that.
You put so much pressure on the point guard, Air Boogie. I mean, you always say, well, he's a freshman and this and that, but you got other leaders on the team. You got that coaching staff. You got the coach. You, like you said, you got the dude Fair and a couple other seniors. But I think you be putting a lot of pressure on the young man, especially, you know, with these little losses. And, like, this evening, like, blowing him a little bit, you know what I'm saying? He's just a freshman. I mean, what about your senior? He's not even a superstar of the team, but his name is quick to come out your mouth, maybe because you're a point guard and you hold him to a higher standard.
Well, when you're starting guard and you're out there lacing him up, it's not about what year you are. You know,
okay.
So to me, it's like this. Once you get out there and play, you're held at that high standard because you run the show, and it goes beyond you. They bottled him up, and he let them bottle him up. You know, when you're great, you're going to impose your will.
He let them dictate the game. And that's when I say being young, you need to understand if I'm going to be great, I need to get that ball and do what I have to do. So they took him out of the game. He didn't do too well. And also Grant, him getting hurt, he's a big piece to the puzzle as well with his athletic ability. And I'm going to speak about that. It's too much athletic ability, not enough skill. Aaron Gordon, perfect example. Only thing you see is highlight dunks. You don't see two dribble pull-ups from these guys. You just see dunks and layups around the basket. Not taking anything away from it because 2 points is 2 points. But these guys are specialty guys. They can't do everything. Look at Michael Gilchrist. Do you hear about him in the NBA? No, you don't. Because all you can do is jump, and that's it. Right now in the NBA, he's NBG. Nothing but garbage.
I agree.
Sorry, you know what I mean? Sorry, Mr. Gilchrist, but you are. So it's just it's taken away from the game, and it's no purity. It's like, you know, when I watch it, it's nothing. So the guys that are kind of older, the guys that have big guys, they will be there. That's why I said Florida and Wichita State. What do you think about Michael Sam and his combine performance today? Vertical leap 29, 225 bench press of 17, and a 40 time of 4.91. What do you think about that? And we just talked about a week ago.
Hey, I'm about to be 40 years old in a couple weeks, Boogie. And right now, I can bench press 225 more than 17 times, and I'm sure I can run the 40 and under 4.9, man. I think this truly hurt his draft stock, man, just for, on the strength of, okay, you want a defensive player, this and that, you know what I'm saying? But just on the fact that you came out and stated that how you was game everything and everybody already got their nose turned up, even though everybody is saying what they supposed to say in the media and you know, not gay bashing and this and that, you know what I'm saying? Because this is where they done probably already got breached on by the PR people or the different teams and stuff. Look, we can't go out here, we can't say this, but nobody don't want him in the locker room, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody gonna have to walk on eggshells. But when you come out there and you made that statement that you made to the world, you know what I'm saying, that you was gay and you're openly gay and this and that, and you're going to the league, which is not college football, you know what I'm saying? You need to – this dude supposed to have went in there, been training, and you got to really prove yourself, you know what I'm saying, because it's already a knock against you. Two knocks you're black. I mean, one knock you're black. Another knock is you done studied that you was gay. You know what I'm saying? So you need to be going 210% on everything that you do. And this dude went in there and dropped the ball big time, man. And that's going to give the owners and GMs people to why he didn't make it to the league if he don't make it. Now they have an out. Now, if he had went in there and did good and, you know, did like what Carter did and stuff and went in there and rest, oh, man. Come on, and then nobody gonna pick him up. Oh man, you gonna have the NCAA and everybody this and that. But now he went in there like a lot of other people, and put up a goose egg, man. So if you don't get picked now, bye bye.
Let me say this, and I want the world to hear this. This is Black History Month, and sometimes you gotta fill a quota. So with them, they're going to give him every opportunity. Yes, he didn't do well there, but sometimes who does? And they still get picked in the fourth, fifth round, a la Tom Brady. So they're going to give him ample amount.
I guarantee I was thinking about this tonight. It was way when I got on, and I'm like you. I was like, just shut up and stop talking about this. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm sure it's a gay person or a lesbian that's working in the White House under Obama that didn't know. It's probably some a gay teacher, man, woman, lesbian, whatever, at your school that you teach at or whatever. And keyword, I mean, man, it's everywhere, man. It's everywhere. It's in my job. It's all over the place. And you don't hear about it. And I agree with you, Al. Well, when you come in, you don't put on an application, am I gay or am I lesbian? It's just people know. And it's like, okay, if I'm not gay and that's what you do, you keep that over there. So I'm with you, man. I'm just so tired of turning on the TV hearing about it. Now we're going to hear about it for 9 more days because the dude Collins has signed a 10-day contract. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just sick and tired of it, man, you know, because it's gays and lesbians and them everywhere. This is their thing. This is what they do. So what I agree with what T said, too. Don't tell me about it. Come in here and play football, play basketball. If you mess with dudes, you mess with dudes. You mess with women, you mess with women. I don't hear, let's win championships, let's win games, let's get this money. Whatever it is we do, we driving trucks, footless, whatever, let's do what we do, man. That ain't just me. There's too much other stuff in this world to be worried about gays, and I agree with y'all, man. They just need to cease it, man. Worry about other stuff because there's gays and lesbians everywhere.
Great point, great point. Let me ask you this. Who's going to have a better career, Johnny Money Manziel or Teddy Bridgewater?
Man, I told you, man. I'm not a Johnny Money fan, man. That dude is Tim Tebow, man. I'm telling you. He's Tim Tebow, man. He's going to go to the league, man. Let me back up. I agree with the chef. It all depends on where you go. That dude goes to the Browns, his career is over. It's over. He's done. Bridgewater goes to the Browns. Career over. Done. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's coming to the Browns and going to be a quarterback and going to be good, man. They're going to send him to the Wolves, and that's it, man. Going to have a short career. You know what I'm saying? Short career. It's all but I'm not a fan of his Air Boogie, and man, when you get to this level, man, and with the swag that he, the swing that he tried to have in college, and, you know, the people he was around and stuff, man, I think, man, it's going to be a little body on his head to let him know, like, my man, you ain't all that. You know what I'm saying? You ain't, this ain't college, man. You're in the big leagues now. And I think the best bet is for him to go to Texas and stay in Texas because they love him, but I agree with my man Dick Almighty. And that's what's wrong with the Browns and a lot of these other men. You pick the best player that's available for the number one spot that you need on your team. Okay, if you need a quarterback, you're going to get the best quarterback available. If you need a running back, you get better. Man, there's a lot of politics in that stuff, man. And I also agree with y'all, too. I ain't really been keeping up with the combine. That's why I've been tuning in and listening and taking my notes and stuff. And, you know, T been giving a lot of good information about who been running the 40-yard dash, you know, with the quickest times and all that stuff. Because I think it's a bit meat market, man. You know what I'm saying? Because Jerry Rice is the best football player of all time, and he not no 4.2, 4.3 type dude. You know what I'm saying? I agree with my big boy Almighty. Man, there's other drills and other things you can do. You know what I'm saying? Even though the Sam dude pushed up 225 17 times. Man, that ain't got nothing to do when you get on that field. You know what I'm saying? It got nothing to do when you get on that field, man, because you don't have to be the fastest player and the best player on the field, but it's about that knowledge. You know what I'm saying? If you know the game and you know where you need to be at and this and that, it's way more to the game than this. This is just to show off these black guys' talent. It's a meat market, like y'all said, man, and I definitely agree with y'all big time with that, man. It's, come on, man. Sit me in front of the camera and like my boy John Gruden be doing and get to asking these dudes about the different defenses or the different offenses and stuff, the X's and the O's of the game. You know what I'm saying? Because once they get on the field, they're going to do what they do.
That's what's up, big brother. But before we get out of here, D-Mac, Man, you had a lot of good points, but I can't let you get away too fast, man. We got to go back to the beginning when you got to talking about Westbrook and trading for Rajon Rondo. And no, man, the dude, this is only his second game back. Hey, listen, D-Mac, listen. KD has already lost one of his soldiers. If Oklahoma City get rid of the other one, that boy liable to faint. He liable to ask to be out of Oklahoma City, which is the best thing since sliced bread for him. Man,
I
they cannot.
Bring in a point guard that passes the ball, that doesn't shoot and score as much.
Hey, man, hey, it happens. So what, you got a score?
They need another score.
Right, they got rid of James Harden.
They got another score. They got rid of him.
But he was ball heavy too, so you had to pick your poison between both guys, because James Harden and Russell Westbrook, they're ball heavy. They need the ball in their hands, so you had to get rid of one of them.
Russell Westbrook, you know you're a point guard. You agree with this? Man, his game takes away from Kevin Durant's game. His game and him being in here and being back, I need him to get hurt. I hate to say it. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to wish bad on my dude, man. But I don't need LeBron James to get MVP again. Hell no. I don't want to see that happen. And with Russell Westbrook coming back, Kevin Durant's chances of winning MVP is going down the drain because of him.
He had 42 with him yesterday, man, so I don't think that's going anywhere anytime soon. He can still shoot. He can still do his own thing with or without Russell. But they cannot get rid of Russell, man. They do that. No, it's going to be bad riddance, boy. That'll be a bad move. Fuck, I'm going to see this.
You need one more score.
Where come in? Give us Russell Westbrook to send Kyrie out there. I need somebody to beat LeBron James, man. I do not want this dude to win another championship. Never, ever. He got two. That's cool. That's what the world wants. Now let that dude go off in the sunset.
But my thing is this. You need another score. You don't need a guy to distribute. You already have a guy like Reggie Jackson. He could distribute. You have a guy like Cephalosha. He doesn't shoot. He plays defense. So you need another score for that team.
Put a name out there.
Ask Derrick Rose.
I put names out there and y'all saying no, so give me a name.
Nobody. There's nobody out there that's better than Russell Westbrook for that team. Russell Westbrook is a top 5 to 10 player in the world.
What? No?
Of course, man.
No.
He's one of the top 10 players in the world right now.
No.
Russell Westbrook is a talent.
No. Yeah, the chef is right, boy. You're having a good day today, boy. You're crazy, man. That dude is not in the top 10 now. And we'll talk about that another time. No. No, no, no. I disagree.
On that note, you hold that thought, man, till Friday. We about to go into a commercial. And D-Mac, don't forget, right before your 40th birthday, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
I got you, baby. I love y'all, man, and Friday.
No doubt. We'll check you on the inside on Friday. It's the streets. When we come back, we're going to close out the show, man. We're going to see if, you know what I mean, the OG going to come in. But if not, though, man, big up to the OG. Big up to Steph. You know what I mean? Everybody that's listening in the world. Oh! Let's go.
Make that ass roll, drop it to the flow, make it roll like a 24, go make a broke nigga spend it, go show 'em why them hoes be winning. These couple racks an accomplishment. Rolling up, talking shit, smack you on your ass, that's a compliment. Put a flag on it, that's a continent. Young Khalifa ballin', what us common sense? Counterfeit, niggas claim they out here, but they out of it. Now I get it, and my whip sick with it. I get $1 million pussy, cause my dick sick. Digit bitches wanna fuck me, should be a fan first. Tryna show off for the cameras, bitch your ass ain't better than Amber. She keep talking about she wanna do me and her, I said, damn.
I'm sick.
Hypnotized, got me in a trance. Now I'm popping bands, abracadabra, I'm in a pants. 20 minutes later, now I'm in a friend, and we in my bins. Play a hokey pokey, cause when she jump out, another bitch jump in. All I know is that Fetty, you broke nigga and you petty. Shoot your J, I hustle hard, and I'm slicker than KY Jelly. Hold up, I'm just trying to find me a Nicki Minaj. Coming for the chick, get my dick a massage. Freaky chick, I'm out there hitting the car. She threw it back before I even bored in the garage. Hit the dealership, they try to play me. Niggas must be trippin'. Do a couple hundred bands on the floor and now you're acting like a stripper trying to make his commission. It's all mine and I spend it. Don't worry about it, I got plenty. I got your baby mama in my new Bugatti. She throw it back like my engine.
Ready, real.
Bounce.
I'm about to throw a couple thousand.
Bounce.
Bounce. I'm about to throw a couple thousand.
Trigger Trey King. Plus I told them bitches do what you suggest, say. You ain't spending money, then you niggas in the way she might just turn it to a dinner plate. Broke niggas back over, weak bitches don't talk up. I ain't never seen a ass that's over, bro. Like fabrics off in the hover, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. I ain't trying to control her. Know what? Money talking, I told that bitch, hey fuck you think that pofa.
Do pussy tricks, your pussy spit. Bitch and all in her pussy lips. Money make her come, well we see how what that pussy gets.
See how what that pussy gets.
When you bounce it, when you bounce it, oh,
bounce it,
bounce it.
Man, that's for Steph, man. My son, he just turned 21 today. He got his grown man on. He bouncing. He can get into the spot now, bro. Oh, he can get in the street. Man, shout out to my man, Mr. Givens, man. The OG Pops, man. They just laid him down, man, today, man. He up in a better spot. Big up to the OG. Man, Mad Monday. Bro, any closing thoughts before we get out to the asylum, man? I hear the warden, man. We got to get up out of here shortly.
Yeah, brother, you know we cutting short on time, man, but I want to give it up to everybody who be checking us out on the web, L Boogie. You know what I mean? All the callers, man, and a big, big shout-out, you know, and a big prayer from the streets, man, to our big brother, the OG scorekeeper, man. You know, that's a hard thing to do, brother, to bury your pop, you know? What was his name again, L Boogie?
Man. My man Charles Cleveland Givens from Cleveland, Ohio. His middle name was Cleveland. How trill is that? I told you we keep it trill in the street, and he was a veteran. They gave the flag to the OG scorekeeper, man. How honorable was that? What a feeling.
Yeah, that's even more big time. You know what I mean? So a big salute to that family and everybody down there. You know, he called in, but, man, you know, it's a lot of things going on.
So I'm pretty sure we'll probably definitely be able to link up and get the, you know, the street officials on Friday. So everybody be looking out for that. You know, Chef Almighty called in, man. D-Mac, you know what it is. Keita Mo, big brother down there in the South. We see you, man. My sister-in-law, Red, you know, my pops. Man, my pop's sick. My little brother's sick, man. It's like a little bug going around down. You know what I mean, man? So hopefully everybody can get better. You know what I mean? Get some vitamin C pills or something. You know what I mean? Get it in. Drink some orange juice or something. Why you eating your bowl of broccoli? You know what I mean? So that's what it is, man. Big shout out to studio guest Bluesy. Man, to the wifey. Oh, mom. Yeah, holla at my mama. You know what I'm saying? I see you, baby girl. And we, what you got? You got something to go off on? Legacy. God, I can't believe it. But that's all right. We'll be back. We got a big one Saturday and Sunday. So we'll see what happens this time. Let that dude hit a three at the buck. Damn.
If you ain't first, you're last. We throw second place in the garbage. EBG, nothing but garbage. You know what I mean? Man, shout out to all the coaches, man, who put in the hard work, man. We see at practice, you know what I mean, to all the kids. Big up to you that's listening in, you know what I mean, all my guys and you know what I mean, gals down there at, you know what I mean, Udall Middle School down there in Phoenix, man. I know y'all are tuning in on the web and everything. But make sure the teachers give you extra credit. Yeah, the streets. Man, shout out once again to God. Thank you for letting us get it in, you know what I mean, in the streets. We'll see you Friday, you know what I mean, freestyle, and some more thoughts about this combine, you know what I mean. Is it really real? And it's the last day of Black History Month. We're going to do a special show, Black Athletes That Impacted the World of Sports, you know what I mean, big events that happen in Black history that is impacting us now. So I just want to give a shout out to everybody that's tuning in. And, you know, we always in the streets, and we're going to keep it real. You know what I mean? And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Nah, we ain't getting no music yet. You just wait. Because we ain't sitting in the man cave, and it's one more topic we're going to talk about before we get out of here. We will be our ass. You know, using Dallas Planet X in New York. Ow, get it in there. We Mavericks up 3. 2 minutes to play. Who you got? Who you got? You got Dallas?
Man, you already know that I'm going with my guys, ride or die. We're down 3. We MBG. You see how that rhymes? Are we going out with Marshmello Anthony? I look, I'm freestyling on Monday. So, yeah, I'm still riding with my guys. But, hey, it's going to be tough. We'll see. Yeah, we down 3, but, hey, catch you on Sports Center tonight, bro. Man, wait till we get it ourselves. It's on.
3 for 3. Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. No, that was called the wrong long arm ass. See, we about to, see, we close it out. That's what we do. Yeah, man. God bless everybody, man. We love y'all, man. We'll see y'all on Fanatic Friday. Man, you got to let somebody know about the show, man. 33,000 strong, man. Love everybody, man.
Until Friday, we back in the cells. For Juelz the G, T-Row, I'm your wholesale boogie. We out. 1.
All these Boy Scouts soldiers, fuck you in your camp. Got on all of my shoes, don't fall for the trap. I got one of my fools, he don't listen to rap. But he listen to me, so listen to me. When you listen to me, I get you this in a week. Put a hater to sleep, sky's the limit. I got R. Kelly money. When Fiesta was winning, I got my back to the wall. Can't handle my business, and I'm ready for war. Niggas killing for finish. See, my focus was M, my chances were slim. counting votes who per million. We should get this on film. When you lean on the stake, then you label the rat. On my feet so long, I won't fuck on my back. Rat. These haters can't hold me back. 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 No.
These niggas wanna hold me back. These hoes wanna hold me down. Jail cells wanna hold me in. My bond paid. Who finna hold me now? I'm 10 toes on my swell. Till they flip the switch on my cell. These niggas be faking. This official right here. Black Cadillac. Scrap. About to handle that. Rock the bop, rock, rock. I still that barrel melt like candle wax. Rock the sack, Geronimo. I ain't count, gotta go. Everywhere that dollar go. Put more gold on my collarbone. You say you thug it, you say you real. You say you gangster, so called. Slide up with that oak out. Everybody like, oh God. Cut the deck, deal it out. Bet I'll pull your whole card. Shit real, oh y'all. Thought it was a joke, huh?
These haters can't hold me back. 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 No.
These dummies can't hold me back. These flaws can't hold me back. Three banks can't hold these stacks. Pin them hollers like Goldie Mac. Smoke till I panic. I got rich like I planned it. If there's a price on your head, on your roof. Choppers we landing, I used to pay on that block. Dark liquor and candy. Now you look in my lot. Rose, Ferraris and Lambo. Talking South Bronx, Al Tater. Rose, Meek Mill, Wale. Blow mills like a ball player. Magic Bird, Isaiah. Shorty trying to kick it. Looking for that meal ticket. Diamond splashing, gon' flick it. On that Juicy J, they trippin'. I done came up off a lick. Boy, got you on the list. Boy, your life on my wrist. Boy, niggas need a stick.
These haters can't hold me back. 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 No.
These niggas tryna hold me back. These niggas tryna bait me in. These niggas ain't putting in work. These niggas gotta hate to win. Us niggas don't play them games. My niggas gon' shoot some things. Real life in that 901. Real niggas will make for life. Feel five on about that life. $1 million, I spent that twice. Don't boy, yeah, that my life. Crack kills, I spit that white. These niggas tryna study my grind. These niggas wanna give me shit. These niggas wanna take my spot. Fuck boy, you ain't had your back. These niggas act just like hoes. These niggas ain't got no heart. These niggas ain't proud like us. $1 million in my garage. $2 million house on the lake. $5 million in real estate. Green slipping them D's, boy. That Maybach white on the way.
These haters can't hold me back. 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 No.
I came home, BG in the fed. Your hoe on my lips. It's longer than Craig. My bitch got cramps. She on the edge. Ball on these niggas like I cut off my dreads. Okay, I'm so me, like needle and thread. Hit your ass with the chopper. All it leave is your legs. My cousin fighting the case. I hope he beat it like eggs. You niggas thinking you fly. That fight delay. And then I look at my bitch. I tell her wake up. She sleep butt naked. I sleep in my truck. I smoke when I fuck. I fuck when I won't. Between her legs, five-star restaurant. Man, my life is a pawn. Leave your head on your horn. You niggas running Dijon. My weed loud as alarms. I'm on the beach, nigga, where the hoes be at. Got street niggas to hold that gap. Them niggas gon' hold me down. And these niggas can't